This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Rashid Batar, this is what we do each week. Advanced Medicine, Dr. Batar, we're here with one of the producers of the film Vaxxed, from cover-up to catastrophe, Polly Tommy. She's going to be with us for the first segment before she has to go. But, you know, we've been talking about this. You've seen it firsthand, Dr. Batar, with your own son. We've covered it on the air, but we've got a lot of new listeners through this thing called Periscope. So maybe we can go back to some of the basics here for the folks to learn what motivates you, what drives you, why do you do what you do?
Well, Robert, I'd rather let people just discover that for themselves. I always have a little hard time talking about those type of things. The thing that's most frustrating to me is that there's so many people out there that know of this issue, and nobody's really doing anything to rectify it. And, you know, it's a classic case of a lot of attention to something, and everybody's diddling their thumbs. This is nothing more than as we've talked about millions of times on the air, you know, and I don't even think I'm exaggerating when I said millions of times on the air. It's simply a case of mercury toxicity on board of physiology that has a genetic predisposition for the inability to excrete. And so you just got to take the damn poison out. That's it. There's nothing more to it. And if you can do that, mm-hmm. then, you know, we've treated almost 2,700 kids now in 20 years, and more than two-thirds of them are fully reversed. And in normal school, normal college, normal, you know, professions. And today I've got my oldest one that I treated, that I think you've talked to on the air before, David, who was 16. That's my oldest child that I've treated that's fully recovered. And he's now got his own business with multiple employees and such. And, you know, the thing is, it's frustrating when we hear so much about it over and over and over again. And still, with the exception of the handful of people, you know, a couple thousand people that we've treated.
Yes.
I know that we've had almost 40,000 children now, by 38,000, something like that, as of this past mm-hmm. year, that have gone through our treatment program through 1,800 different doctors. But even them, everybody's doing it a little bit differently. They're not focusing on necessarily in everything. But we've had an impact, and it's still frustrating because there's more children being damaged on a daily basis, as you know.
And you say just take the damn poison out, which is fantastic. Well, if it's that simple, then why haven't they? What's the point of it being in there?
Well, that's a $5 million question. They do it under the pretense of a preservative. The thimerosal, which is ethyl mercury, is used as a preservative. And even Eli Lilly, the manufacturer of this substance, everybody knows that mercury is the second most toxic substance known to man. But then when they add an ethyl group to it and make it more assimilable in the system, they use it as a preservative. And Eli Lilly's own material safety data sheet clearly states this is a known neurotoxin known to cause severe deleterious effects, including but not limited to mental retardation. And they still use it. They've got, you know, they've passed all these laws to prevent the vaccine manufacturers from having any recourse, for anybody having recourse against the vaccine manufacturers. So that's really what it comes down to. That they haven't taken it out because of that. Under the pretense of the need to have a preservative
right.
like that. And as far as, is it that simple? That's exactly what it is. It's that simple. The problem is, it's not simple to take a poison out. It's a poison like mercury, because it incorporates itself within the internal protein structure. So there's a mercury has a propensity to bind to the sulfhydryl groups, and sulfhydryl groups are what hold the protein structure.
structure and it allows the body to have the morphological characteristics that are necessary, or the protein structure to have the morphological characteristics that are necessary for it to function as it does.
And so, Dr. Bitar, if I may, what I've heard at some of the Q&As now that I've seen, and Polly is there, and we're hearing that more people are getting that message, like you're saying, get the poison out, stop putting the poison in. And I think Del Bigtree even mentioned it as well, and now Dr. Wakefield, all recognizing that and somebody said last night, it was like concentrating environmental toxins into a syringe, because we know environmental factors are real, but you concentrate that and inject that, it's even more devastating, especially these helpless babies.
And also, because right. Andy and Del are not here right now, there's something I need to say because they'll tell me off. There's a boy in the film, the boy that's very severely damaged in our film.
Mm-hmm.
His dad is international director of ethics for Eli Lilly, and he will not come forward. And his child...
He won't come forward and his child was injured.
No, because I can't speak on behalf of him. Yeah. He's actually a friend of ours. And this is his job, and this is what he does. And that is his child, the severely damaged child in the film. That is it. And people are living... What is the matter with these people?
That's beyond cognitive dissonance at that point, Dr. Bitar.
It's like selling your soul to the devil.
I'm in trouble.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, it's everywhere. These people know. They know. It's in their own shield. They know. And they still, because are they putting money? Is this about money? Is it purely about money?
No, I don't think it's money about money anymore. People say that it's money and power. Well, they have all the power. They have all the money. So what could it be? I think it's something a lot more sinister. And Robert and I have talked about it before. I think the hierarchy, the ones that know, the top echelon, I think it's a form of population control. It's a form of dumbing down the population so they can control the population easier. But then lower down the totem pole, like this director for Eli Lilly and a lot of these other people that are just doing what supposedly they're told to do, what they're supposed to do, I think for them at this point in the governmental agencies, because they don't know any better, they think that they know what they're doing, at this point it's now become a source of embarrassment or a source of, they've fallen asleep at the wheel and they can't admit that they have screwed up so royally, because if they were to admit it, you know, this would be the potential for the next civil war or civil wars throughout the country, throughout the world, because people will not tolerate some type of nonsense like this. I mean, you can mess with a person's property, with their cars, or even with their wives, but you mess with their kids, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
So how's it going to end? How's this going to end?
How's it going to end? I mean, look at the first revolution. I mean, at some point, visit this kind of violence on our children. What is that going to come back if you want to talk about a karmic loop? And I'm not inciting violence, but they are in their attempts to protect our children by injecting them with toxic poisons in this way. You can't do that only so long before the people say, enough, we're coming with the pitchforks. Our needles are bigger. Our bullets make bigger holes.
Right. And the thing is that there's people, I mean, like myself, it's very clear. In fact, even to the medical board, I made it very clear that, you know, they were trying to push me into a corner by during one of the depositions, push me into a corner that where I would say that I was telling my patients that they shouldn't get vaccinations. And I said, I don't tell my patients anything, which is true. I don't. I tell them the facts and I let them come up with their own conclusions. And for 25 minutes, this attorney kept on going back and forth and I kept on answering him, but I would answer him very, very specifically. He says, stop running around the bush, doctor, trying to answer me straightforward. And I said, then ask me a straightforward question. He said, I asked you a straightforward question. I said, if you classify that as a straightforward question, then I would classify you as an idiot. So if you want to ask me a straightforward question, ask me the straightforward question, and I'll give you a straightforward answer. And then he finally said, okay, if I came to give your son a vaccine, what would you do? And that's when, you know, Robert, the classic line that, you know, it's gone good viral and so many people want to know what happened. But, you know, this is the type of stuff that they know clearly. And I told them, you come to my child, come to my house, you come into my place to put a vaccine in my child or somebody that I'm responsible for, I will put a bullet in your head and I will not miss because I was trained how to shoot. So
that's the American way. Coming back, when Dr. Bitar, when we Americans are vilified by the world as being a violent culture, I don't think we're, again, I don't incite violence here, but when you threaten my children with something that could kill them in a syringe, you take your own life into your own hands. And I think more Americans need to take that attitude, and they won't be able to run roughshod over us like they have because they frightened us into believing we don't have that kind of power. We do.
I mean, every parent's biggest fear, more than anything else, and we've had threats on Billy.
Yeah.
We've had for the film saying that we're terrible parents because he's half naked in the film, and Billy did not give permission, all that kind of stuff, that they're going to petition to have Billy taken away. And that is every parent's biggest fear. But I called a lawyer, Alison Fulmer. Do you know Alison Fulmer?
Yes.
There is no one better. You are safe with her around. And she said that no one's going to do that. But the bottom line is they try to scare you with every tactic that they have. And that's the problem. Parents are afraid. They do not want their children taken away. It's the worst thing that can happen.
Go ahead, Dr. Bitar.
Here's the thing, though. When you're talking about, though, you know, that Americans, Robert, when you mentioned that thing and about protecting your children, this has nothing to do with Americans. This has nothing to do with even humans. This is nature's law. Every animal species will try to defend their infants, their young. You will see that with a line that goes after a buffalo calf and how the buffaloes will turn back around and form a ring around the line. I mean, this is a natural response. This is how God designed it, that the parents, it is our responsibility to protect our young. And the bodies that were assigned and ordained to protect our young, i.e. the American Academy of Pediatrics and the CDCs and all these other agencies, when they miserably failed at that task, it is our ethical fiduciary, our responsibility as parents, our natural responsibility as parents to defend our children. And anybody that would question it, as you said, they put their lives in their own hands, that's exactly what I say. I don't condone violence. I'm not a violent person. But I'll tell you, I know how to fight, and that I believe the reason I was taught how to fight was to protect those that were underneath my care. And anybody crosses that line, there's no. You see, how can you say that you're a doctor? You take an oath to protect lives. Yes, and I am protecting lives. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's the message that has to be sent. And we need that posture. We need that resilience. And you're right, Dr. Bitar. It's not only an American thing, although we recognize the right to keep and bear arms here. Not every country does. But the ultimate defense against tyranny,
Robert,
of course, is...
There are people in other... I don't want to cut you off, Robert, but there are people in other countries that I have friends that say to me, I hope you Americans recognize what's happening and are aware of it, because if you lose your ability to carry weapons, the rest of the world will go down the tube with you. They recognize that. That we are the last beacon of
well, it's
that's the reason. All right, you're right. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No. We have the First Amendment. I covered a thing in California where they had SB 277. The Democrats there are proposing a bill that would jail you for having a difference of opinion on global warming, a man-made warming or not. And when you violate the First Amendment, that's why we have the Second Amendment, to push back at that point. These amendments are not granted to us. They are acknowledged as that which we come in with by virtue of our birth. And we've got to recognize that once again and put them on the defensive, as the movie Vaxxed is doing now, as we're pointing out their lies, their deceit, their trickery, etc. And Polly Tommy, you're doing an amazing thing with Vaxxed, the movie. I appreciate what you're doing. Yes. Dr. Bitar, hang out. You and I, we got a lot more to do on advanced medicine. RobertScottBell.com, linked up in the show notes, all of those things, including to Dr. Bitar and MedicalRewind.com. And like I said, go see the movie, Polly. We'll be at the Q&A after the showing next.
Okay.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, once again, thanks to Polly Tommy for joining us. And now it's Dr. Bitar and I doing our advanced medicine segments, continuing on here. But Dr. Bitar, as I said, what I liked about the film more than anything is that when I witness a physician go in completely pro-vaccine, or even if they're on the fence and then they come out, and I witnessed it twice now at two showings, completely changed. And it's like, that's all we wanted to see, that that could happen. And then, of course, even Dr. Kalb, who was a doctor that Ty Bollinger and family go to in Nashville area, after seeing the film, going to Autism One, he posted on his website, his office is no longer offering vaccinations. I mean, that's huge.
That is huge. That's major. That's awesome.
So, again, consciousness shift in many different ways.
Yep, once that epiphany's been achieved, as I've said to the doctors that used to come to my training program, be very careful, because once you open that door and the light shines in, there's no going back.
Yeah, and we're seeing more evidence of it. But, of course, why? To some degree, it's because so many children have been injured. And how many children does it take before you're willing to say, okay, we have a problem, and that problem may, in fact, be the vaccines? And that's where we're now at that point, whether it's critical mass or not, that everybody knows somebody who has a child in the autism spectrum, almost without fail now. What were you going to do then? I mean, what was their next play? What is their next play at this point? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to end up being those pockets of people, like the Amish, for example, that don't have any incidence, or virtually no incidence of autism, and even the few cases that they do have in their community, when you trace it back, the parents went outside of the Amish community and got vaccinations because they had been susceptible to the propaganda of vaccines. They're going to do this, that, and the other. And just so that everybody understands that's listening, it's not just vaccines. There's many other ways that children can be exposed to mercury, but vaccines are the straw that broke the camel's back, because the maternal amalgam load, the amount of mercury from the mothers that leaks through the teeth into the bodies and then through the placenta into the fetus in utero, that's a tremendous amount. And the environmental mercury that they're taking in, according to the Centers for Disease Control, the NHANES data showed that one out of six women of childbearing age is mercury toxic. That was 2003 NHANES data that was released from the CDC. So we know that the American Academy of Pediatrics also says that one out of six children being born in the United States has some type of neurological deficit. So not one out of seven, not one out of five, it's one out of six. So there's a correlation. And nobody's saying that it's the vaccines that are doing all the damage, but it's all that accumulation of mercury, and then you give a child 62 times what's considered safe by the EPA of mercury in the first day on the planet. It's enough to annihilate any system, leave alone a growing, sensitive neurological system in a child. I mean, it'll kill anything. So the point is that if anybody doubts this, they should go and look at the University of Calgary study where they introduced the mercury into the petri dish and what it does to the neurofibrils. It causes denudation of the neurofibrils, not even with direct contact, just being in the same petri dish, not even touching the neurons, the neurons will start to disintegrate. So it's highly, highly neurologically toxic. And then when you inject into the body as if leaking in through the mother and you know, methyl mercury from fish and combustion of fossil fuels and the inhalation of those fumes, et cetera, as if that's not enough, water table pollution, et cetera, hey, that's not enough. Let's not give it injected into them. I mean, it's the most controllable and the least conscionable component. I mean, if you're going to make an excuse for any form of mercury going into a child, that is the only one that you can definitively say, absolutely. I mean, we can control it. We're the ones who are forcing it. I mean, see, all this propaganda. Come to CVS and get your, have you got your flu vaccine? Your children got to get vaccinated. And then they criminalize parents that are conscious and observing the truth and are aware of the facts and are evolved enough to say, look, you're not going to inject my child. Then they criminalize those parents. So that's where the line is crossed. And somebody can say, okay, well, I didn't know that fish were bad, or I didn't know that I should have had my amalgam taken out before I got pregnant. Okay, but what about injecting your child?
Sure. What about doing it on the first day of life for a sexually transmitted disease, hepatitis B? Dale Bigtree was talking about in the Q&As that the United States leads the industrialized nations of the world. In other words, you can combine all of the industrialized nations together against the United States on the first day of life, more infant mortality. Why? We're the country that almost mandates Hep B shots if you have a child in a hospital. All right, more advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from, Yogurt Land in Winter Park, Florida, near the Regal, where they're showing the Vax movie. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special thanks to Enrique here at Yogurtland in Winter Park. What a unique place to host the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we're doing advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Batar. He's back in his home area. And we're all over the world talking vax and other things. And, you know, to build on what we did with Polly Tommy as well, with the parents in fear. And Super Don was telling me some people responded on the Periscope when I talked about defending a child, you know, even with violence. And I think that the posture has to change, because you hear these parents in fear. What do I do? What do I do? And you're cowering in fear. You're prey for those who would prey upon you. And there are plenty of those bullies out there. And many of those bullies have needles, syringes in their hands, willing to inject them into innocent babies. And they could be your babies. And I think it's time to stop cowering in fear and start pushing back. And I don't think that's being pro-violence. I think that's being protection.
Yeah, that's a good point. Protection. You know, you're protecting your ward. You're protecting those that have been given to you as a responsibility. Your responsibility is to them, to protect them, just like it would be to feed them because they're hungry, to clothe them when they're mm-hmm. cold, to shelter them from the elements, to protect them from any danger. And that danger can be any form of a predator. And whether it's somebody that's trying to break into your house to steal from you, or whether somebody that's trying to kidnap your child, or somebody that's trying to, under the pretense of protecting the public, which is how the government gets its mm-hmm. power, under the pretense of protecting the children, come in to give some kind of vaccine
right.
or any other type of atrocity.
Yeah, exactly. If they're wearing a white lab coat, they have a license by the state. It doesn't mean you can't defend yourself, although that's the illusion. That's the pretense. It's like, no, you have to give it up. You have to just put your hands up and do nothing. It's like, no, I'm not watching them do that to a helpless, defenseless child, especially my own. And again, this is where I do say I'm a bit of an American exceptionalist, because we were founded on that concept of individual liberty. Not every country has that as its foundation, and for the most part, we've lost it because we've become a nation of wimps and wussies, bowing down to authoritarians, whether they be in the government, whether they be in the medical state, whatever it is. And I'm, you know, for one, I'm just, that's not the way it should be. That's not the way I'm going to play it.
And nobody should tolerate that. Because as soon as you tolerate one injustice, then you tolerate more injustices, and sooner, before you know it, you've given up all your freedoms. And that's really what it comes down mm-hmm. to, is what is your gift point? And, you know, there's certain things that if a bully comes up and steps on my toes or does whatever, hey, that's fine. You know, it's okay. But if they're going to start doing something to my children, that is not fine. You know, I'm willing to have people say whatever they want to say about me, fine. But mm-hmm. once you cross that line, that's a totally different scenario. And I think that most people that have served in the military really understand this on a different level. It's a level that I think fundamentally is difficult for those who have not put their life on the line to appreciate. But when you do something like that, under the pretense of, again, this is the military that you got in country, you go in there, you're a patriot, then you start realizing all the stuff I did over there, what did I do? I was a pawn in a game. They didn't really care about, the soldier goes there for patriotism, to defend his country. But most of the time, we're not there to defend a country. We're there to infringe upon somebody, some other country's rights, some other country's sovereignty. And then when we start realizing that, then things start to change. And then you come back home and you start seeing the same government, the same country that you were willing to die for, putting your child in danger, forcing you to do things that you yourself know are not right, that you went to another foreign land to fight to defend freedom, and yet you come back home and your own fundamental freedoms are being violated. How does that make a person feel? And that's, I think, a lot of the soldiers are starting to, a lot of military people are starting to really, I guess the people that they said, I don't know, are, I guess, annoyed would be the right word, perhaps, or becoming a little mm-hmm. frustrated, becoming a little bit more aware, becoming a little disenchanted now.
Sure. But you think about this, Dr. Bitar. The same injuries that are occurring to children are happening to our military men and women. And they're coming out weakened by it in many cases.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You remember that movie Jarhead with the Marines?
Jake Gyllenhaal, I think, right.
Right, yeah. Right. And in that movie, it was really interesting, because in that movie, there's a scene where, what's the name of the famous comedian, black comedian that, He plays a sergeant in that movie. Anyway,
I don't remember.
The name will come to me in a second. He played the singer. The singer Ray.
Yes, I know who you're talking about now. It's he played Ray Charles, right? What's his name? The actor, Jamie Foxx. Thank you.
Jamie Foxx. Thank you. Yes. Jamie Foxx plays the sergeant in that movie, and in that scene, he tells them to take this medicine, and they're all lined up, and a couple of them start complaining, like, I don't want to take this medicine, and he starts saying, this is what you got to do. He's telling them, he's screaming at them, telling them that they don't have a choice. You know, you're in the military, you don't say what you want. You're not here to express your wishes and your desires. You're here to do a damn job, and this is part of the job. You got to take these pills. And then he's giving them to everyone, and they have to put the pills in their mouth, and then they have to open their mouth so that Jamie Foxx, the sergeant, can inspect to make sure that they swallowed it. And he's going down the row, having them lift up the tongues to make sure there's nothing underneath the tongues. And then you see one of the soldiers, you know, doing that, and as Jamie Foxx goes by him after he inspects his mouth, the guy turns around and he spits it out. Now, this is something that, when in a movie they show it, you know that a movie is like a cockroach. You see one, you know there's a thousand behind the wall. Right.
So
you know, if you saw that scene in a movie, there were thousands of soldiers that did that. And they were aware. They knew they didn't want to take these vaccines. They knew they didn't want to take these pills. And that's what Gulf War Syndrome and all this other stuff started.
Yeah, last night after the Q&A at Vaxxed at the Regal in Winter Park, there was a military man here that came to the movie and watched. And outside, he went into seizures. And he had recently been vaccinated because he's in the military and couldn't refuse. And, you know, more examples of the destruction of not only the children, but our fighting forces, our nation's immune system, attacked and destroyed by the medical police within the pharmaceutical industrial complex that have just basically sold us all out. And that's the point where it isn't about left and right, although the political left is seemingly more worshipful of that than some of the conservatives that believe in, you know, the right to refuse that kind of thing. So we've got not just kids that are in danger, but all of us are in danger by the advanced or expanded vaccine mandates that they're trying to direct for all adults.
Yeah, and I think that the expansion aspect is going to backfire on them, Robert, because it's like when you start looking at Trump and you see, despite his idiocy and the things that he does that are just blatantly, like, why would you do that? He's still... very popular, and it's because, like, he brings up the thing about autism, for example. He's brought these things up. There's a lot of people that are disgruntled in our nation, and he's a voice to their disgruntlement, if you will, and that's, mm-hmm. I think, the reason that he's been so popular. And I'm actually glad, even though I do agree with some people that, you know, he's not doing things the right way, but I at least appreciate the fact that even though he has no filter, at least he says, even though he may change his mind all the time, at least he says mm-hmm. what's on his mind. And I'm glad that he's giving a national platform to the autism issue and the vaccine issue. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's one good
well,
thing.
Well, and I think I talked about that earlier with Super Don, that, you know, parents who have vaccine-injured children are often a single-issue voter, and rightfully so. It's about this issue. Are they going to mandate this stuff? Are they going to roll it back? Are they going to acknowledge this? Are they going to find a way to compensate us for this loss? And so far at this point, the only candidate that would acknowledge it and not promote mandates of any kind, I believe, is Donald Trump. Again, that doesn't mean we agree with everything he says, and he's a wild man, but at the same time, I'm not going to believe what the pundits say about him either. I don't want more vaccines, and particularly with this MMR study, you see that the triple risk for African-American boys given the MMR shot on time or early. I mean, that's devastating to an entire race of folks. That, you know, why would they support anybody that would mandate that?
Yeah, and I think that as the public becomes more aware of some of these types of issues, Robert, I think that's going to be a major source of votes for Trump. I predict that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, you get the scam of Zika, the Zika virus scam, that they're saying, well, we need $1.9 billion for a virus that we discovered in 1947 that basically does nothing to no one. And the doctors and physicians down in South America, where this microcephaly is happening, are pointing to the fact that they were dumping larvicide into the water for 18 months prior to this explosion, so-called, of microcephaly birth defects.
Yep. It's just amazing that the propaganda machine can go in, but, you know, the nice thing is more and more people now understand this propaganda machine, and they understand they're becoming aware that there is a propaganda machine, whereas I think before a lot of people didn't realize that there was such a thing as a governmental propaganda machine. I'm actually very optimistic for the future of our country and future of mankind, because there's a very critical point that we're approaching quite rapidly, and that point of awareness, you know, it's like the tipping point. And once it happens, once it's achieved, then there are more people that know than there are people that don't know. There are more people that are aware than there are people that are not aware. There are more people that have evolved that are people that are not evolved. And at that point, that's when real social change can take place.
You're right. Mike Adams had another great article yesterday. He says, "You are America's immune system against political corruption, media malfeasance, and government criminality, and you've just been activated." And that is the point. For too long, we've been trying to have other people do it for us. It's time to take that control back into our own lives, into our own families, and defend that which is right, and protect those who are willing to be protected. Obviously, if they're sacrificing themselves on the altar of the church of pharmaceutical mysticism and allowing their children to get these needles, and a lot of them are doing it in pure fear and ignorance, at the very least, we can continue to speak out, and we must. And you've been doing it for years, Dr. Bitar, and I'm glad to do it with you. We got one more segment of Advanced Medicine tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you miss a show, links are up. You can listen at iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast at Epic Times. Tune in across the pond at UK Health Radio and the new SoundCloud app, as well as medicalrewind.com for hundreds of hours of advanced medicine with Dr. Rashid Bitar. Bringing that power back where it belongs to each and every one of you. One more segment to go after this break. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You want to make a positive, powerful change in your family, your friends that don't know what you know? Well, tell them to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, tell them about Advanced Medicine each and every week with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Also, you can tell them to go see the movie Vaxxed if it's coming to a theater near you, because you go in, the doctors that don't really know about the vaccine issue the way we do will leave and go, oh, my gosh, I was lied to. I didn't realize that was what it was all about, the corruption of science. Dr. Bitar is here. We've got another story on double-blind placebo-controlled trials that are not... Well, they're not the gold standard, even though they're considered as such because of something we've talked about for many years, the placebo impact, the impact with the whoever's conducting the trial and the patients. If they like the person who's conducting the trial, they have a better outcome. The more side effects, the more they believe it's working. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah, placebo is actually, you know, it's actually, I know this is the subject we're talking about, but placebo is one thing that I wish that medicine would harness more, the power of placebo. Because it's so powerful, the power of belief, the power of suggestion. And when you tell a person that something's going to help them, and it's nothing more than sugar water, and they take it, and then they say, oh, I feel a difference. What's wrong with that? Why do we minimize the effect of placebo? Why do we say, ah, that's just placebo, like it's something, you know, tertiary and insignificant and should be ridiculed and looked down mm-hmm. upon? It should be something that we should harness.
Yeah. Hey, what was interesting in this...
The first rule of medicine is do no harm, so we know the placebo doesn't do any harm.
Right, and that's the irony of this study, that they found that once side effects start occurring in the clinical trials, the patients who are in a placebo-controlled study know that they're getting the real drug. And so suddenly that also alters their perception, their outcome as well, because they expect that the placebo is nothing, it's not going to really harm them. Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting, yep.
I think that's why they keep wanting to go to third world countries with the therapy naive, they call it, because they don't understand this, and people are now on to them at this point.
That's probably one major reason, Robert. Another reason is because they also have less recourse in those other countries. You know, there's any lawyers running around. They don't have as much resources, but they have the money to go find a lawyer. You know, they don't have the same supposed rights and privileges that we have in America, so that's probably another one. You know, it's a more vulnerable population that they can affect without any recourse.
Yeah, exactly. So what are we left with? You know, if there is no gold standard double-blind placebo-controlled study, of course, we've called out the pro-vaccine folks to recognize, help them to see that, hey, listen, they've never done double-blind controlled studies on vaccines. It hasn't been done. They haven't done the vaccinated versus unvaccinated study that will show that the healthiest kids are the ones that haven't been assaulted with these needles. So what happens when they lose their gold standard altogether? Where does it go from there?
Well, that's an interesting question, but I think that remembering that that science is defined as observation, pure observation, mm-hmm. and once you observe something happening on a recurrent basis, then you formulate a hypothesis, and then you test that hypothesis. And if that hypothesis comes out to be occurring on a frequent basis, then you have what... the ancient Greeks called science. That's the true definition of science. It's observation and then test that observation. Not like a bunch of mere facts and then put those facts together and call it science, like taking a pile of bricks and calling it a house. It just doesn't make any sense. You know,
right.
Yes, houses are built on bricks, just like science is built upon facts. But a pile of facts no more makes science than a pile of bricks makes a house.
Exactly. And this also shows that the parents of vaccine-injured children are way more scientific than the doctors who claim the vaccines did not harm those children. Because the parents were there observing it. The doctors are believing the lies that are told to them by the authoritarians at the CDC.
Exactly. The parents are exercising the ancient wisdom of observation, which was defined as science. That's exactly right. And doctors.
So parents, if you're out there listening, exactly. Remember, parents, if you're out there listening, you know more than your doctor, your kid's doctor. You got to stand your ground and observe, report it, and if they're not willing to listen and acknowledge it, you need to find someone else that can work with you to bring the healing that's necessary for your children, or at the very least to not assault them with toxic poisons in a syringe under the guise of enhancing their immune system. All right, Dr. Vitar, another great Advanced Medicine Monday. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Robert. And it just always goes like this. You go by faster and faster. I'm not sure what that means.
It's a good thing. All right, I'm going to head back to the Vax Q&A. If you guys haven't seen it, go see it. Dr. Vitar is with me every week. Go check out Medical Rewind. In the meantime, remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Vaping enthusiast, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.